an old timer.
Hi guys. Thanks for being here. My name is Razvan Krajna and I'm with the OpenSIFS project, and today I will be talking about the OpenSIFS Community Edition projects that we've been working on last year. I'll be quick because there's not that much time. Probably most of you already know what OpenSIFS is. It's a SIP proxy, is used in telcos, in all sorts of VoIP platforms. It's multifunctional, multipurpose, can be used in different scenarios. It's very highly programmable and very modular. It has a bespoke programming language, which is describes how the SIP messages should be routed and handled and so on. Has a lot of variables and functions and interfaces that you can use in order to make it more flexible and more programmable and do what you got to do. It has more than, we have more than 177 modules. I think there are more now. And OpenSIFS can be used in different setups. We have plenty of integrations to choose from. These are only a couple of them, but of course there are many. And it is very flexible and can do a lot, can solve a lot of SIP solutions. The main problem is that although it's very flexible, it has like a very, very slow start because it requires very deep SIP knowledge. It's a very abrupt learning curve due to the bespoke programming language, and also you really need to be very, let's say, intimate with your SIP messages. And it's very hard to customize because every single feature that you want to add, it needs to be developed by you more or less with the tools that we provide. And it's not only that, you also need to have integrations with different other components which have their own particularities and so on and so forth. So getting started is very, very hard. And that's exactly what the Community Editions projects are trying to fix. Basically, we want to simplify the OpenSIFS experience, the onboarding process, and we do that by providing simple, easy to use, easy to deploy solutions for various use cases that OpenSIFS can be used for. And of course, everything is open source. Just as OpenSIFS, we are using only open source projects in them. That's how the OpenSIFS Community Edition got birth. So again, we are trying to provide real life setups in complete and ready to use SIP solutions that are very easy to deploy. So all the projects are basically consist of Docker containers that come with different configurations and setup scripts, but it's everything in there. All you need to do is clone the repository, run Docker Compose up, and more or less it's ready to use. And a very, very important thing is that it is for the community, but also by the community. So we really need all of you, the entire community, to engage and try to develop it, adapt it to your needs, because we just dropped in the first version, right? You guys should give it a try and say whatever you want, how you would like to improve, what kind of situations you want to add. We currently released so far three different projects that I will be talking now. The first one is the SoftSwitch. SoftSwitch is basically a common residential, let's say, platform where you have users registering in the platform. We provide voicemail, routing logic, PSTN calling, basic call class 4, and some of the class 5 services. We are using FreeSwitch for for the media. So it's we've got a FreeSwitch container in there with a couple of setups for voicemail, for announcement, I think. Of course, we can add more. We also have a provisioning interface for it. So all you need to do is clone the repository and give it a spin. You will be able to register two devices and start calling. That's it. We also have the OpenSIPS AI voice connector, which is basically it's a bridge between the SIP world and the AI engines. You can essentially place a call and you start talking with an AI engine, basically with ChatGPT. It's written in Python and it's very easy to extend. And it currently has two flavors. The first flavor is we are using ChatGPT OpenAI real-time API, which provides where you feed a real-time RTP stream and they feed you the response back. But you also have a different flavor that, for example, we are using DeepGram for a speech-to-text, then grab the transcription and send it to ChatGPT, get the response back, and then use DeepGram again to encode to do text-to-speech and feed it back to the user. So these are these two flavors, but we can also add for different other engines and different other integrations. At least the engine allows us to do that in a very simple way. Just write the Python extension and that's it. And finally, we've got the OpenSIPS IMS, which provides the CSCF implementation in IMS. It's fully compliant with 3GPP specs, and it uses the new diameter, let's say, modules, which allows you to create and do very custom diameter commands for different whatever features you want to add in IMS. And this one is, I mean, you can't use it all by itself. You will also have to build it on top of Docker Open5JS, because Docker Open5JS provides all the other components in the IMS that, besides the CSCF. For example, the HSS is in the Docker Open5JS. Again, I had to be quick because this is a short presentation. Basically, what we are trying to do with OpenSIPS Community Edition is to simplify the onboarding process for people that are using OpenSIPS or want to use OpenSIPS solutions. All the projects that we've created so far are inspired from real-life scenarios. So you might need something like that. If you need something like that, just take it and use it. All these projects are very good and are suggested to be used as a quick demo or a proof of concept. Of course, you won't be running like a fully flavored platform on a few Docker containers with no scalability. No, so it's just a matter of getting started and making a proof of concept for a particular setup that you want. As a future work, we are planning to have a lot of improvements, like features. We want to bring more tests because we are targeting that each project has to come with a suite of SIPCert tests. We also want to add new projects. For example, if we are already working on an SBC trunking, we want to have like an MS Teams integration. Why not? But we also need and want to increase the community's involvement. So again, I ask you, give it a try and come back with us with feedback. We will be more than happy to implement or help you implement it, because again, it's open source, you might do. There are a couple of features of PRs already. So, and yeah, why not find out about the nice stories you have built starting from our community edition projects. If you guys want, just come to our OpenSIPS Summit. We'll be waiting for you this year. It's in Amsterdam again, 27th, 30th of May. the whole OpenSIPS team and community will be there. You can come as well. Just hit the summit.opensips.org website. And these are the resources. So if you want to get the projects, just go to ce.opensips.org. We have a mailing list for these projects where you can ask different usage or whatever you do with the mailing list, right? And yeah, just go to the summit website if you want to register for the summit this year. I think I'm in time. Thank you so much. Do you have any questions? No questions?
Do I have questions?
Oh, I'm glad I was so clear. Go ahead.
What do we need to do if we want to have a new badge, a new community edition?
So the question... you mean a new branch or a new project? Okay, so the question is, what do we do if we want to have a new project? Well, that's simple. You email to us and we will create the pages, because we have the pages are managed by us in C, on the c.opensips.org website, and just provide the repository with the Docker Composer file and instructions on how to use it. Perfect. Thank you so much, guys.